your body shape. Mr. Raymond Humphrey's got you covered all the way. A little fitness training is not the only thing you need. With motivation and meal prep, you'll succeed. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray.
Hey, this is another wonderful day, with Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. Today is on fitness, nothing but fitness. Hey, everybody, how y'all doing? Thank y'all for joining me again today on the Fitness Evolution Show. And I'm going to discuss a few topics, at least one in particular. Somebody called me about a little earlier dealing with fitness and medical issues. And what happens is you have to make sure, or a trainer, if you have a medical issue, if you have any kind of medical issue, you have to make sure that you discuss with your doctor what you can or cannot do, because you don't want to get caught out there doing something that you shouldn't do that hurt you or prevent you from doing something that you – or it makes it worse, make your ailment worse, whatever the case may be. It depends on if it's a strain or sprain or whatever the case. If you're going to be dedicated into fitness, you need to make sure that you got a trainer that's dedicated to your needs. And when I say that, I mean, you know, sometimes having a medical issue, and if that trainer doesn't do the right forms or ask the right questions, or maybe even talk with your doctor to see if you can do certain exercises, what exercise you should stay away from, what exercise will help improve your condition or help improve or make something better, what medications you're taking that could stop you or prevent you from reaching a goal. Because you have medications that are contraindicators that will prevent you from reaching your goal, whether it's weight loss or whatever the case may be, because the medication is hindering you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And there are medications out there like that. So we have to be cautious as to what we're taking. And if you're working out and you have an ailment and you are taking medications, we need to get with your doctors to make sure you are able to exercise. And if you are able to exercise, what type of exercise you can do, how often should you work out, how much time should you put in that workout a day, you know, because the doctor might say you probably need no more than 30 minutes. Some might say you can do a full hour. Some might say let's work your way up slowly. You might want to do 15 minutes a session or whatever the case may be, because you don't want to injure yourself or make whatever ailment or condition that you have any worse. So with that being said, if you reach out to a trainer, that trainer should be asking you technically 1,000 questions. I mean, not literally, but when I say 1,000, I mean a lot of questions. They should be asking all kind of questions about your medical history, your eating habits, your exercise habits, how often you're going to be working out, everything of that nature. Do you have anybody that supports you while you're working out? I mean, anything of that nature, because situation, that's a big thing if you got support system, for one. And for two, they ask you all these questions because they get to know you as an individual. And then at the same time, if you're out and you get a trainer, it probably makes you feel more that trainer really cares, because he's trying to get all the information he can about you to make sure that you are getting the right treatment, I could say, or the right exercise plan or program for what you're trying to do. It's easy for somebody to become a trainer or to be a trainer and get out here and what's the word? How can I put this? You got some trainers out there that will they're just out there just to get some money. They're not out there to help you. They're out there just to get some money. Now, they would do things to run you through the motions. That's the word I'm looking for. I was trying to, I'm struggling with a word. They want to run you through the motions. You know, run you through the motions, meaning they're going to take you step by step doing different exercises, which you may not need, or run you through some exercises because they're running you through the motions and they just want to get paid. But their ultimate goal, as if me, myself, my ultimate goal for a client is to make sure that client reaches their goal. Whatever that goal may be, my job as a trainer is to make sure you reach that goal, to make sure you reach your goal. And reaching your goal is a big thing, especially for me, because I feel I've done my job if you don't reach your goal. If you're not losing weight like you're supposed to be, if you're not gaining muscle like you should be, if you get injured doing exercise or whatever the case may be, that means I didn't do my job, because if you get injured doing an exercise, that means I didn't teach you form. I didn't make sure your form was tight. I didn't make sure your form was tight before I got a chance to, before I put you on the exercise. I just made you do it and then you got injured. That's a problem. So I try to make sure my client's form is 100% tight before I introduce them to any kind of heavier weight, anything that's going to keep them from reaching their goal. So I got to make sure your form is extra tight before I give you any weight at all. Because if I don't, and you go out there and do this exercise with or without me and injure yourself, it's going to be an issue within itself. So I have to make sure that you are taken care of 100%. Now, trainers have to make sure also they have to talk about or hit certain subjects with you dealing with your meal planning or your eating. Now, true enough, some trainers aren't dietitians or nutritionists, so they can't, they may not know the ins and outs of all every food that you eat or whatever, but if you got a trainer that does his research, he's going to know what he can and can't give you, especially if you're a diabetic. He knows, me personally being a trainer, when you're diabetic, I kind of rather your doctors deal with your meal planning, but I could, you know, to make sure that you're eating the right things, because being a diabetic, I know that you aren't allowed to eat certain things. So you have to be cautious of what you eat, especially when it comes to dieting and meal planning, when it comes to certain ailments, especially diabetics or whoever, whatever case, because it may be a special diet that they want to put you on. And I would rather recommend or talk with your doctor or dietitian or nutrition that you may have already on board to see, to get with them to make sure that you're eating what you should be eating, and reach out to them to tell them that you, what the goals are and what you want to do, and they can probably help you help you make a plan to get you to eating the right things and the things you need to eat. A trainer is supposed to make sure his clients are taken care of 100% all the way around the board. Me, I have clients sometimes call me if they got an issue or concern, if something's going on that they don't know what's going on with them, they have an ache or a pain. And that trainer should be able to have an answer. And if he doesn't have an answer, he needs to know to say, hey, I don't know that right now. Let me contact somebody, or let me look this up and I'll help you find a reason or answer to the situation. So I've had clients like that in the past to where she didn't want to be over a certain weight. She was 105 and she messed up and got over 105 or 103 pounds or whatever. She messed up and got over the weight that she wanted to reach. And it scared her. She didn't want to be over that weight. She was stuck at being 105. She wanted to be 105 pounds. She didn't want to be no more. She didn't want to be no less. So when it got to the point where it was bothering her that she had gained some extra weight, and when I researched it and come to find out what it was, I told her where to go research it, what to look up on it, and that was the situation. Then after that situation was cleared up, she realized, okay, that's all it was. But I did take the time to make sure I reached out, researched it and reached out to her to make sure she knows exactly where to go to see that item or see that information. So therefore she's informed about what's going on with her body. And a trainer should take that, go that extra mile to make sure his client, because it's easy to say, if a client called me, be like, all right, well, do this and that, and I'll get with you tomorrow. Or I'll get you with you when I come in. It might be a problem. It might be something on your mind. It might be something that you really need to deal with right now, because that might prevent that client from coming to training with you anymore, because you wouldn't even take the time out to help them with an issue that they had dealing with fitness that they thought, you know, they chose to come to you about, and you should be the one to be able to help them. So sometimes the trainer's got to be understanding when it comes to dealing with clients. Now, today wasn't a formal, I didn't have a specific topic, but somebody called me today about a topic, and they thought that I should speak more on. And if a person has an issue, you know, with a trainer, you got a question about what a trainer's doing, maybe they should or shouldn't do it, I'm free. You can always ask me. I don't try to degrade trainers because everybody got their own specific way, but if it's something that they're doing that they shouldn't be doing, I'm going to tell you. And I probably tell you, hey, he's a good trainer. He just, you know, might be going a different route. Well, I would have did the same thing or whatever. Or if I think it's a bad thing, I'd be like, well, you might need to find you another trainer because that's not right. So sometimes it's okay to ask other people. And don't be afraid to check these trainers' credentials if you want to, because they have to show them to you if you ask. Don't be afraid to ask. If you want to make sure they're certified with somebody, and a lot of companies, if you call in and ask about them, they'll tell you if they're certified or not with them or not. So don't be afraid to ask those questions, because you want to make sure that you're in good hands. You don't want to walk in there and somebody say they're training, but they ain't got a certification, then you find out they ain't got a certification, but they training you, and something come up wrong or they get injured, then you're going to be like, oh, you ain't have a certification, but see, it ain't going to do you no good. Because you're going to, well, it might. You go to court behind it, and the judge probably going to be like, well, they're going to ask him, did he have a certification? He can be like, no. They're going to be an issue within itself, but then the judge going to look at you and be like, well, why didn't you check to see if he had any credentials? What was his certifications in? Did you check and see? Did you ask? And that's going to look bad on you too. So always cover yourself. Now, for anybody listening, if you have any questions, concerns, comments, or anything, you can call in. The number is 347-826-9424. You can call in at any time to ask any questions or fitness questions that you may have. So feel free to ask those questions at any time. Now, sometimes it's easy for a trainer to persuade you to train with them to do certain things, but you want to make sure that they're great trainers, good trainers. You know, I know people that train. I know people that work out well, have great work ethics, you know, and I think that, you know, would do great with you. You know, if you come to me and ask me, should you train with certain people, I would probably refer you to certain people, especially if I know that's what you're looking for or what you're trying to do. So don't be afraid to ask questions. So just always remember, a trainer's job is hard. A lot of times it is, especially with a client sometimes can make it even harder for them. So if you have to work together hand in hand, because if you're working against me and I'm trying to help you reach a goal, lose weight or something, and you're working against me by eating wrong, doing what you want to do, don't want to work out the way you should, don't want to get your cardio in, whatever the case may be, then you're working against me. So that's an issue for me. But so they there's a lot of things that people can do. People out there, a lot of trainers that's out there willing to help you. Then you got a lot of them that's out there just for the money. So you have to be careful who you deal with on that nature, especially when it comes to dealing with money. And you want to make sure that you're taken care of at all times. Anybody out there that may have a question or a concern that they want to talk about or get off their chest today about fitness, let me know. You can reach out to me at 347-826-9424. And you can ask me any questions that you may have on fitness. Anybody out there got any questions? Any questions at all? I always remember, I want to get a guy to call in, actually, but I'm trying to see if I can reach out to him and get him to discuss some things with him, things he do to help people, you know, get on the right track as far as fitness and helping them do the right thing. I've been training for a long time. You know, I've been helping people with fitness. I've been a certified trainer since 2004. I've been a long time, but I've been lifting weights since 1995. And some people don't believe it, but, you know, I'm 48 years old, and I try to maintain what I have because I like to stay in shape. And staying in shape is always a plus, always a plus, especially when it comes to medical ailments. Back on that again, because I feel that exercise is the key to a lot of ailments that people may have out here in the world, that especially diabetics, lupus, I think exercise is the key to all these ailments that they may have that would be good for them to get started in, to start doing stuff with their bodies, help the body get a lot of oxygen flow, body moving around, doing things they ain't normally doing, to help them get themselves ready, you know, take care of themselves. Because taking care of themselves is a key thing that a lot of people don't really realize that they need to do when it comes to exercise. Because some people are just lazy, don't want to do anything, don't want to work out, and that's not a good thing. So I try to help people and convince people all the time to get themselves together to make sure that they're working out and doing what they like to do or what they can do to help them reach a certain goal. So, you know, always, like I said, always ask questions if you're not sure. Always talk to a trainer and ask questions if you're not sure about a certain thing or a certain way. Because a lot of times I get people ask me all the time, am I doing this exercise right? You know, I've been in gyms where the trainers are not helping the clients, or they just stand around. They're not, you know, going around talking to the members or watching the ones that go over there working out and ain't never had a trainer. And they're doing exercise wrong. And I go over there and help them. And even though I'm not a trainer in that gym, but I go help them because of the fact that I don't want somebody to get, I'd rather you do it right. And what they say is better to ask for forgiveness later and just accept whatever goes on. So I'd rather you just know how to do it than to, and get in trouble than for me to just let you get injured. And then I look at myself and be like, man, I could have helped that person when I didn't help them and they got injured, you know. So sometimes it's hard when you got people out there that should be helping you and you're not getting help. Because I've seen some members that actually want to quit a gym because nobody was helping them work out. Nobody wanted to help them, show them how to do an exercise. And that's not always good, because that's a bad thing, that nobody wants to help them with exercise or teach them how to work out. So always be careful. Always remember that if you're in the gym and you're doing an exercise, if you don't think it's right. Now, sometimes the instructions are written on the machines or a diagram. It may not be a written instruction, but it might be a diagram telling you that they should, you know, it may be a diagram showing you how to do the exercise, but still, just because you see it may not mean that you can follow it the way it's written. You still might do it wrong, so you have to always be careful and make sure you're doing it right. So don't be afraid to ask questions. And if you feel you're in the gym and you're doing a machine and you need some help, go ask the trainer. Now, some gyms, they only allow the trainer to help the members because he's supposed to, you know, certify or whatever, which I understand that. But sometimes the person, the people that work in the staff that's there, and if a trainer isn't available, they should be willing to or able to help those members. They should be able to help those members reach their goals. They should be able, not reach their goals, but they should be able to help the members in an exercise. Should be able to show them demonstration about an exercise. Because if you come in the gym and you can't even explain to me a certain exercise, or I don't know how to do exercise, and I can't do an exercise, I'm going to be mad because I ain't got nobody to help me. So I think I might, you know, some members might cancel their membership because they don't have anybody to show them how to do a certain exercise to do it right. And that's the issue within itself. Staff members may not know or should know how to help people, do an exercise or show them how to work a certain machine. I think every staff member in the gym should know how to operate the general machines and or equipment in the building, because they may need to be helped. They may need to help somebody at any given time. So if you got a facility and nobody's in there willing to help you, it's going to just discourage you. And you don't want to be discouraged to run away from the gym and not go work out at all. And people get discouraged real easy. It's real easy to get discouraged and run away from the gym instead of running to the gym. So some people have to understand that fitness is a key component in a lot of things you do. So if you're not doing it right and you injure yourself, you're not doing yourself any good, because now if you injure yourself, you can't even come back to the gym and work out. Or you got to be at the gym for a certain amount of time in order to help your muscles recover. So sometimes you have to be willing to help people to get to where they need to be. Even a staff member. It could be just a staff member, have no clue about training, but they know how to work out. Some people, let me say that. Some people come to the gym that work there usually know how to work out in some shape, form, or fashion. So they should be willing to go to that person and help them with a machine. Help them with a machine. So, you know, sometimes, and also remember this, exercise and reaching a goal is a slow process. If you stay in the gym 6 hours a day, that doesn't mean you're going to reach your goal any faster. You might help increase your chance of injury a little faster than normal, but you're not going to increase, you're not going to decrease anything on your weight loss or whatever, or muscle gain, because you've been in the gym all day. Now, some people look at them bodybuilders that's been in the gym, they're big and huge, but a lot of them, you know, are on enhancers, muscle enhancers, as I say. Let me say that. So with that being said, they're on muscle enhancers, so the muscle enhancers are helping them to recover faster in the gym and push harder. Not knowing, sometimes you might be injured or on the verge of injury, and you go in there and take the muscle enhancers that's supposed to enhance the muscles or keep them going. You go in there and injure yourself, you're going to get it. You'll feel it later on. It may not be right now. It may be years down the line. It may be months down the line. It may be weeks down the line. But eventually you're going to feel it again, and that's going to be an issue for you within itself, because now you're in tore something or strained something so bad to where you can't even move around like you need to, because you've overworked a muscle, or you created a muscle to to injury. You've created your muscle to the point to where you are putting yourself in a position to get injured faster, and you don't want to do that, and that's a bad thing. So always remember that take your time. Nothing's fast, because I tell people all the time that have gained weight that they don't want to have, it didn't come overnight, and it's not going to leave overnight. So some people have to understand that those exercises aren't going to just magically, or your body's not going to magically appear to be in a certain position or a certain way just because you go in the gym and stay all day. And that ain't always good. So at this time, is there anybody have any questions or concerns? You can call in at 347-826-9424. And we'll take a quick little break, and I'll be right back.
Sick and tired of your body shape, Mr. Raymond Humphreys got you covered all the way. A little fitness training is not the only thing you need. With motivation and meal prep, you'll succeed. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray.
All right. Trainer Ray is back in the house again. Just gave y'all a little time to, you know, get yourself together and think about your thoughts, any questions or concerns you may have, anything you may want to reach out and speak to me about. You know, just reach out. Call me at 347-826-9424. If you don't want to reach out here on the show, you can always call me on my cell phone, which is 662-386-9141. Again, my number is 662-386-9141. You can reach out to me directly if you have any questions or concerns about fitness or any questions you may have, whatever. So feel free to reach out to me at any time, as I am Trainer Ray. I'm going to give you what you need to know, what you should know, and it's going to be straight 100%, to my knowledge, the truth. But, you know, the holiday season is coming around real fast, if you notice. You know, this year has really moved really, really fast. You got a lot going on in the world. You got the COVID going on, you got court cases going on, you got so much stuff going on in the world, people getting ill, sick, passing, whatever the case may be, you know, but we got to keep moving. We can't stop moving. Now, the thing with that is we have to make sure that even during the holiday season that we should be mindful of what we intake or what we take in. Because during the holiday season, everybody's cooking turkeys and hams and dressings and pies and cakes. So we have to be cautious of what we take in, because we don't want to get out of the, if you're on a meal plan, if you're working out and you're trying to stay on a certain regimen or a certain meal plan, we don't want to get out of touch with that meal plan. We don't want to get away from that meal plan too much. I mean, I believe in the biggest thing is with a meal plan, especially if it's 5 or 6 meals, is eat in moderation. Just because you got 3 or 4 pies in the house don't mean you need to be eating a whole pie by yourself, or you need to be, don't mean you need to be eating 3 or 4 pies by yourself, or 3 or 4 cakes, or trying to eat the whole turkey by yourself. I mean, eat in moderation. 2 to 3 ounces is your serving. You got to learn to control that. Some people get in the holiday season and don't want to control it at all. They just want to go for what they know. And a lot of times going for what you know ain't always right. So be cautious of how you eat and what you're eating, because that's going to be a big factor in especially in your weight loss. Instead of you trying to lose weight, you can't go ahead and indulge in everything if you're not going to eat right, because eating right is the biggest key with everything, even holiday season. I know some people say it's hard because, you know, everybody got the food, and you go to different people's houses, and people eating all kind of food and different things, and you want to eat some pies, you want to eat some cakes, and you want to do all that other stuff. But see, sometimes you got to kind of just be strong and keep yourself on track. Now, somebody asked me the other day, do I believe in cheat days? To be honest, I do believe in cheat days. What I do is I tell people that if I tell people all the time that if you reach a goal, you set yourself a goal, you set yourself up a goal, and if your goal is to lose 4 pounds for the month, 8 pounds at max for the month, if your goal is to lose that weight, you should call in. You should set yourself a cheat day, but you're not cheating the whole day. That's the big thing. You're only cheating with something that you like. If you like cake or pie, some people struggle with chips and sodas and different things. If you're going to get some soda, I'm not telling you to drink it, but sometimes create a cheat day to kind of give yourself a goal to show that what you're doing is meaningful. It shows that you have a goal. And the biggest thing about it, in order to get that cheat day, you have to have reached that goal. If you don't reach that goal, you don't get the cheat day. So if you go, say, for instance, you lose 4 pounds for the month. You're like, my goal is 4 pounds for the month. And you go and lose that 4 pounds for the month. Then you get yourself a cheat day. If you like a piece of pie, get you that pie. And get your cheat on. But I'm not telling you, I don't tell people to don't go in there and if you know pie is your weakness, don't go in there. Or ice cream, that's a lot of people's big weakness. Don't go in there and get stuck on some ice cream or a whole bunch of ice cream or pies. And then when you try to go back to work out, first thing you're going to say when you come to the gym, I hear it a lot when clients go mess up. Man, I got to work this off, this pie. I ate so much pie, or I ate so much cake, or I drank this and that when I was this weekend and that. It ain't going to do nothing but make me work you harder. So, and I'm going to know anyway. Even if you don't tell me, you come in there and you've been drinking all weekend or you've been eating more, I'm going to see it because your body's going to tell you. You're going to be out of energy. You're going to be out of breath because you got all this extra stuff in your system. If you've been drinking, it's coming back. I'm going to bring it at you. And see, that's the thing. If you tell me, I'm going to make you work harder. Ain't no secret. Ain't no secret at all. So I tell people all the time, don't try to hide it. Just don't tell me the truth because I'm going to know either way. I'm going to know. And people don't understand that. I'm going to know either way when it comes to if you've been taking care of your body or not. So don't be afraid to tell me because if you don't tell me, I'm going to know anyway. So a lot of times you just want to be true to yourself. The biggest thing is being true to yourself. You got to be true to yourself because you're not cheating me. If you come to the gym, and you, or better yet, you're not cheating me if you don't go do your cardio. Like, say, for instance, if I give you 2 cardio days or 3 cardio days, and you don't do your cardio, you're not cheating me. You're cheating yourself. If you go out here and gorge in a bunch of different foods and stuff, but and knowing that you're working out with me, you're cheating yourself. You're not cheating me. Because eventually, if I find out that you're just constantly out here eating bad and doing what you're not supposed to do, we're gonna part our ways. And then just me being me, that's who I am. I believe in what I do. And what I do, I feel, can help a lot of people. But if you're not going to take forth the effort and stay focused and do what you're supposed to do, I'm going to, 9 times 10, get rid of you. We're going to have to part ways and find you another trainer or whatever the case may be, because I don't want you to ever think that you don't have to stay with me, because I'm not going to keep you if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, because a client is always representation of that trainer. He or she represents that trainer whether they want to or not, and they don't realize they represent that trainer. So always be cautious of what you do, because and then plus, like I said, just be honest and be true to yourself. You've got to be true to yourself. If you can't be true to yourself by working out and eating right, a lot of people tell you now, the biggest thing with most people, the most you have is your word. In the average life, all you got is your word. And if you can't keep true to your word, a lot of people are not going to trust you. So you got to be able to be true to yourself. If you're going to be out here working out and trying to reach a certain goal, but you can't do it because you're eating wrong. You're eating ice cream at night, cookies at night, potato chips. You're eating extra cake and pies. You're eating a lot of turkey, a lot of dressing for the holidays coming. You know, you got Thanksgiving and Christmas back to back. Birthdays, birthday parties, you know, whatever parties, kids' parties, whatever you go to. And they got a lot of food. You go to a restaurant, people eat bad. They always want to say, what can I eat? I go, you got choices. They tell you what size the steaks are when you go in the, if you look on the menu. They'll tell you if it's a 6 ounce or 8 ounce, even though the 6 ounce cut in half, so you only get 3 ounces. Take the rest of it home, eat later on, or eat tomorrow for another meal. I know most people don't want to do that. When they eat at the restaurant, they want to eat everything, all everything in the restaurant. Everything they got in front of them, they want to go ahead and eat it. Why? What does it benefit you? It doesn't benefit you at all, because now you're super full. You go home and you got a full stomach. You're going to go lay down, watch TV and lay down. Then your body's just absorbing whatever you take in. So you have to understand, you can't just eat and think it's supposed to help. No. Now, you know, a lot of things people don't understand is, I had to teach somebody this the other day. You know, I don't know if most of you know how many calories is contained in 1 pound of human fat. And the number is 3,500. 1 pound of human fat is 3,500. So if you're not doing 500 calories, burning 500 calories a day for 7 days to get that 3,500, you're wasting your time. If you're not getting 700 calories a day for 5 days and be off on the weekend, that'll put you at 700 times 5 is 3,500. Again, you got to get that 3,500 in. Most people on the average day might do 300 calories, 350. I give them at a max of maybe 400 calories. So you ain't even touch the tip of the iceberg, because that's only for 1 day. You got to get 3,500 calories in order to lose 1 pound. And the safest way is to lose 3,500 pounds, or make 3,500 calories, or lose 1 pound a week is the safest. 1 to 2 pounds a week is the safest way. And a lot of y'all, a lot of people out here now want to get into these surgeries, but you got to be cautious about these surgeries. For one, you're going to be spending a lot of money. That's money you could have had for presents for your kids, your boyfriends, your wives, your husbands, or whatever the case may be. If it's a female, 9 out of 10 is a female. That's money you could have used for rent. Some you could have used for toys or presents for your family members, or a birthday coming up, or a bill coming up, anything. You could have took that money, spread it out, and bought you a trainer, which would have been a lot easier for you, because that's money he could have took you progressively and helped you lose that weight. But everybody wants everything fast. We got to get out of a society. We have a society that everybody wants everything to be fast. We got to get out of that. That's not a good thing, because nothing's fast. And I always remember, everything that comes fast can go fast. It can change fast. So you can come in and get rich real fast, and you can lose it the same way. So don't get caught up thinking that everything has to be fast. I've been hearing so many people talk about these surgeries, what they can do about these surgeries. They want to get on these surgeries, BBLs or BM, whatever they call them. And I don't think they're good, but it's not my place to tell you whether to get it or not because it ain't my money. Caution you that 9 times out of 10, when they finish your surgery and your post-op treatment is going to require you to either eat healthy and exercise. I guarantee those two things are going to be within your post-op. I can guarantee it because I know a lady told me her friend had the surgery and has had it twice because they didn't do the right thing they were supposed to do the first time. So that's an issue within itself. If you're not going to do what you're supposed to do, why waste your money getting the surgery? Now you got to go spend it. Now, if you got the money like that, you just spend it back to back, and keep getting them surgeries, hey, you more power to you. Ain't nothing I can say about it. You know, that's all up to you. But some people don't understand that you have to be mindful of what you do because fitness is a lifestyle. Fitness is a lifestyle. Like some people have certain lifestyles, certain things they like to keep up on themselves. There's a certain lifestyle they like to follow. Some people like to dress well every day because it's their lifestyle. They like to eat well every day because it's their lifestyle. They like to drive fancy cars because it's their lifestyle. Fitness, believe it or not, is a lifestyle. You got to be willing to dedicate yourself to get into shape because what people don't understand is if your body's not in shape, you get older. Now, you haven't done all this other stuff in the world that you want to do, or if you thought you wanted to do, you feel that you're going to do certain things later. But what if your body breaks down? You can't do it later. What are you going to do then? Because now you risk the chance of putting yourself in a position where you might have to go to the hospital or you might have to, your body might break down, you might get ill. Anything could happen. But you didn't take the time to take care of your body. Because, you know, you can't have that body or do what you need to do if your body's broke down. And that's an issue within itself. If your body's broke down, you can't do what you need to do. You can't take care of yourself or live your lifestyle because your body's not working. Or you're in a hospital, you're ill because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. You didn't eat right. You didn't make the right decisions. You got injured doing an exercise that you thought you knew how to do, but you was it too proud, as some people say, you're too proud to ask questions. You don't want nobody to ask you questions. So sometimes you have to not be so proud and just ask questions if you don't know. There's always, always an answer. So people don't realize, ask questions. And I've always been told that some people think asking questions is a dumb question or whatever question you have might be a dumb question. But I've always been told in life only dumb question is a question not ever asked. That's a dumb question because it's never asked. Nobody asked a question. Yeah, that's a dumb question. But if you ask questions, you can't help but know because if you don't ask questions, you won't know. So why waste the chance or risk the chance of doing something? If you don't know something, you're at a job and you're trying to do a certain item and it don't look right to you. Okay. You don't know, go ask. Don't sit there and try to figure it out. If you don't know, go ask. You're sitting there 10 minutes. You don't waste 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 5, 10 minutes of your time. What is this? I don't know how to do this. I ain't never seen this before, but you don't waste all this time talking to yourself, looking through this stuff and don't know how to do it. Instead of just going up to wherever you got to go and ask the question, how do I do this? What is this? Or why is this form here? Why is that form there? Ask questions. If you don't know, ask. I get into a lot of time with people because people get mad at me because I ask questions. And I got to think about if I don't ask, I'm not going to know. I'm not going to know. So I'd rather ask the question and know than to not ask the question and don't know. So what people got to understand is feel free and ask questions. Don't cheat yourself. What they say, don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. Treat yourself to a better life. Treat yourself to a better, healthy life. a healthy way of living or healthy lifestyle, as people can call it. Treat yourself to a better lifestyle. Don't put yourself in a position where you're not treating yourself to a better lifestyle, but you'd rather treat yourself to drinking, smoking, going to clubs, hanging out all day, playing video games, whatever you do for a lifestyle. You better treat yourself to that instead of treating yourself to better health. But once your body starts to break down or you get sick and that doctor tell you, you need to do this or you need to stop smoking before you finna croak or die, whatever the case may be, then that's when you'll be like, man, I should have been doing this. Too late. You should have been doing it from the beginning. Nobody should have to tell you or you shouldn't have to wait till your body gets broken down before you realize that you should have been doing exercises or you should have been taking care of yourself better. Nobody should ever have to go through that because you're putting yourself in a bad position when you have to wait till your body gets broken down before you realize that you should have done certain things about it. It doesn't make any sense. So what y'all got to understand is you can't allow yourself to wait till the last minute before you do something about it. You can't wait till the last minute before you do something about it. You got to jump right on it and get it out the way. We're not getting any younger. Especially for us that's getting a little older, we got to be mindful of our bodies. And please, by all means, listen to your body. Y'all don't realize that your body speaks to you and tells you. All you have to do is listen. If your body, if you feel an ache or a pain somewhere, it's telling you something. It's telling you, or you do an exercise and you feel a certain pain somewhere. It's telling you that you're either doing it wrong or you shouldn't be doing an exercise, period. Especially if you have an injury or something and you shouldn't be doing an exercise. Your body's going to tell you, hey, that hurts. We need to stop doing that. But what some people don't understand is they jump right out there and do it anyway because they think they're supposed to do it when you're not supposed to do it. So use what people would say common sense because all it takes is a few minutes for you to get yourself in shape. Some people, I'm not telling you everybody get out here and do 45 minutes or an hour. If you can't do it, don't. But start somewhere. Go to the gym. Do 30 minutes. Leave the gym. Go leave work. Go to the gym. Go for lunch. Do a 30-minute walk. 30-minute elliptical. Do something. Do something to where that you're trying to do something to improve your lifestyle, to improve your life. Do something to improve your life. Get it 30 minutes. Give yourself 30 minutes. 30 minutes out of your day is not going to hurt you. Because for that 30 minutes that you don't do something or you did something else, which probably wasted your time, when you could have took that 30 minutes and did something meaningful, which will help improve your lifestyle. Just saying. It only takes a few minutes. A few minutes. 30 minutes out your day. An hour out your day is not going to hurt you at all. It's not going to hurt you not one shape, form, or fashion, one bit to do 1 hour out your day to get yourself, start getting yourself in shape. It's not going to hurt you at all. So don't be afraid to start doing something because you need to start doing something to get yourself back on track. You need to start working out. You need to don't be sedentary. Sedentary people tend to have more medical issues. So you want to get yourself to a position where you're working out as much as you possibly can. Exercise is the key to a healthier way of life. Exercise is the key to healthy living. Exercise is the key to put longevity in your life. You got some people that live to be 100 years old or more. But see, they tell you they eat good, but they don't tell you they still walking around. Someone don't tell you they might walk around the block. They walk from the house to the mailbox because the mailbox is like at the end of the road. They don't tell you they get these walks in. They're going to tell you they eat good. You know, most people don't expound on exercise like they should. You know, some people should be on exercise at all times. But some people aren't on exercise all the time because people don't talk about it like they should. Exercise is a key factor in a whole bunch of stuff that you do. So you want to put yourself in a position to where you are getting the full benefit of your life. You want a longevity. You want to be people back in the day, you know, they read the Bible. People in the Bible were living hundreds of years back then, you know, living for a long time. Now people dying at 20, 30. You know, people dying left and right from different ailments, different conditions, different things that's going on, killings. For what? For nothing. You're killing yourself for nothing. Or you're killing other people for nothing. Now you're in a position where you got to be somewhere for the rest of your life because you didn't want to take the time to talk about the situation, to try to defuse the situation, but you ran and did it out of anger. But like I said, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes or an hour out your day is not going to hurt no one at all. 30 minutes, 45 minutes, it's not going to hurt you. Get you a quick walk in for 30 minutes. Get you a quick jog in for 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, and be done. So the rest of your day is yours. Whether you do it early in the morning or late in the evening. Some people, I know you're tired when you get off. You want to go home. You just want to go relax, kick your feet up, watch TV. Or go cook for your kids, whatever. You ain't got to come to the gym. Do it at home. When you finish cooking for your kids, you taking your time. Instead of getting out, going in the room, laying down, go in there, put your workout clothes on. Turn your TV on. Start walking in place. Jumping jack. Do something in place. Do 30 minutes of it. I ain't telling you to do it for. I ain't telling you it would be beneficial if you did more, 45 minutes or an hour. But I mean, it's beneficial if you're doing something. So I'm not telling nobody that you got to kill yourself and go 45 minutes or an hour every day. If you notice, I never say anything over an hour. I ain't telling nobody to kill themselves over 45 minutes or an hour. Nobody. Do what you can. Do what you can. If you can't do 45 minutes an hour, work on it. Start off at 15 minutes. Everybody has to start somewhere. Also, some of you people that are intimidated by the gym, don't be intimidated. You think about it like this. Everybody in that gym, when you walk into a gym, everybody in that gym had to start somewhere. Whether they was overweight, underweight, muscular, skinny, whatever you want to call it, out of shape, whatever you want to call it, everybody had to start somewhere. Everybody had to start somewhere in their life to where they had to get themselves to where they are now. Even I did. I graduated school at 105 pounds. Max weight I've ever weighed is 181 pounds. In my life. Some people tell me I was bigger, but I know I wasn't bigger because I know my weight. The most I've ever weighed is 181 pounds. So everybody had to start somewhere. I started young. I started light. I started 105 pounds, couldn't do a pull-up. Couldn't even lift my own body weight. So I got with a guy, started lifting weights, and he told me every day I come in that gym, I need to be doing something. I don't care what it is, but I need to do a pull-up every time I walk in that door. I need to do a pull-up. I need to do a pull-up every time I walk in that door. So when I came in the door, every day I came in the door, I tried to do a pull-up, whether I could do it or not. Just one pull-up. It wasn't two pull-ups. It wasn't three pull-ups. All I had to do was one. He told me I need to be doing something. I need to be doing a pull-up every day, one pull-up. And eventually I got to the point where I could do 10 at a time. 20 at a time, whatever I need to do. I did it because I worked my way up to it. It wasn't something that I started doing. It's something I worked my way up to doing. Because I wasn't really into lifting weights when I was younger. I was little. Like I said, I graduated school young. You know, don't know no better. Never played no sports. All I did was bang, and I played percussion. So it didn't require me to lift no weights or run no track or run no laps. So, hey, I did the bare minimum. I did what I had to do, just to do what I had to do. So today, somebody got something informative out of what I was talking about, because I really believe in fitness. I love fitness to death. So I love fitness forever, because fitness is the key. If you don't remember nothing else, remember these two phrases. Dedication equals transformation. Dedication equals transformation. The more you dedicate yourself into exercise, the more your body will change. Stay ready. You never have to get ready. If you keep yourself in shape and something come up for an event or something, you don't have to get ready for something that you already ready for. So if you stay ready, you never have to get ready. So always remember those phrases. Those phrases in your head. Stay ready. You never have to get ready. Because every time you got to get ready, that just time you're wasting. Because now, if you're trying to get ready for an event, now you got to go and start all over trying to do something else to get yourself ready for that event. Why? Because you wasn't ready. You didn't stay ready. Stay ready. You never have to get ready. So again, I'm on here every Saturday at 2 o'clock. If you've got a question or concern about fitness, or you have a subject you want to talk about, you can reach out to me at 347-826-9424. Again, the number is 347-826-9424. You can always reach out to me here on the show, 2 o'clock on Saturdays, or you can call me directly at 663-869-141. Again, my number is 662-386-9141. I am Trainer Ray, here with Fitness Evolution, the owner of Fitness Evolution. So just reach out to me if you got any questions or concerns, if you need any help with something. You can always reach out to me. Let me know how you feel. You can make a comment if you want to. You don't have to always just get on here. You can reach out to me. You can say, you know, make a comment. You don't have to ask no questions. You can be making a comment about how you got started. Or, you know, I might ask you, you know, what did you do to work your way through whatever the case may be. So always never feel afraid to ask me a question or contact me on this show or call me directly. If you got a question or concern, feel free to ask that question. You know, and again, thank y'all for joining me. Thank y'all for the ones that are going to listen later in the podcast. If it's something you didn't understand, please reach out to me. Y'all have a great day. Y'all have a great day, and this is Trainer Ray for Fitness Evolution. Take care. Be safe.
If you're tired of being sick and tired of your body shape, Mr. Raymond Humphrey's got you covered all the way. A little fitness training is not the only thing you need. With motivation and meal prep, you'll succeed. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution.